This is Wisconsin Today.
Eight Wisconsin communities have received federal funding totaling more than $11 million to boost pedestrian safety.
Pedestrian deaths declined nationwide last year after hitting a 40-year high in 2022, according to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. But the numbers are still much higher than before the pandemic.
In 2023, just over 7,300 people were struck and killed by vehicles in the U.S. The number in 2022 was just over 7,500. Wisconsin also saw a big jump in pedestrian deaths during the pandemic.
The pedestrian safety money was granted to communities including River Falls, Chippewa County, and the Menominee Indian Tribe, along with Madison and Milwaukee. The funding comes from the Transportation Department's Safe Streets and Roads for All program.
Sheboygan received $200,000 to fund a study of heavily trafficked corridors in the city.
Hina Batt is a transportation planner for the Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, which works with local governments in northeastern Wisconsin, including the city of Sheboygan. Hina, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Let's start with this federal money coming to Sheboygan for a study of highly trafficked places in the city. Can you tell us a little more about what you're looking into?
Yes, so the city of Sheboygan applied for a federal discretionary grant. So I'll just talk a little bit about the grant. It's called Safe Streets and Roads for All. So as a result of the bipartisan infrastructure law, this grant, this program was appropriated about $5 billion in over 5 years. So the program started in 2022 and it's going to go through 2026.
And then how long does it take for something like this to give some results where a community can start to take action?
So the award was announced in December, and it's already been, what, 6-7 months that they just signed a contract. So it's already been 6 months before even the city could start working on it. And now the city is in the process of developing RFP, so reference proposal, to hire a consultant to help them with this, since we want the expert to work on it. So they're going to come in. It will probably take some time from 12 to 18 months, I would say. And during this period, the city is planning on having people involved in these activities, have them listen to the people, what their issues are, what they think. There needs to be changes in which areas and things like those. And then they are also planning on having some demonstration activities, which would involve pop-up events, like maybe there's a street or a lane that has two lanes. And then maybe we want to shorten it to only one lane and see how it works and things like those. So that would be really exciting to see firsthand what impacts we can see before having any implementation, I would say, so that we can save some money and see how it impacts and get people on board even.
Now, what's prompting this, in part, this funding is that, especially in the early days of COVID, we saw this big jump in pedestrian deaths around the country. Other road accidents seem to go up, a lot of big problems there. But from one community to the next, the solutions might be different. Now, you work with the city of Sheboygan, but also some surrounding communities, Kohler, some towns there. In those different communities, what do you hear about as some of the biggest safety concerns?
I had an extensive survey out there last year. We did some outreach events at the farmers market to learn from what people have to say. And we learned that there has been some hot spots in the areas where there is more crashes happening. And actually, I was just doing some analysis of the, so in the last 5 years, from 2018 to 2022, within this metropolitan area, there has been 6 pedestrian fatalities and 1 bicycle fatality, which is a lot. It has increased from the previous years. And the topmost reason for that is the driver failing to yield to the pedestrian at a crosswalk or an intersection or where there is even signed intersection, not just unsigned. So there are multiple reasons. And as you said, there are different recommendations that we can provide. It's not one size fits all solution. There's always, so we want to look into specific issues and then provide recommendations for those specific issues and not have a generalized plan out there, which might or might not work in those situations.
Yeah, when I hear about deaths caused by drivers not yielding to pedestrians or bicyclists. It seems like I hear two different solutions. One is we need to teach drivers to be better drivers. The other is we need to design roadways to increase visibility or lower the speed in the first place that cars are going down roads, build it so that it's safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. Do you see solutions on either side of that?
I would say all of those things are correct. We need everything. There's not just educating the drivers, but also educating the pedestrians to kind of make sure that they are not walking into the street, because the second most reason of the fatality is pedestrians running onto the road or not looking at the traffic incoming and just jaywalking. So it's not just one solution to any of these things. It's multiple reasons as well as multiple solutions. As you mentioned, we need to improve the infrastructure for sure. We need to have curb cuts at the places. We need to have a bump out at the intersection where there is less area where pedestrians can walk or cross the road, so that way they are less exposed to the traffic. Then there is places to improve the lighting, make it easier for the drivers to see the pedestrians and for the pedestrians to see the drivers, and kind of make sure that they are safe to be stepping into the road while they're crossing as well. And then there's always the question of education, because a lot of it's kind of is a different thing. When you talk about education, you not only want to educate the drivers, but also people. So I would say it's everything together. Maybe there are multiple solutions. You can raise the crosswalk so that it's more visible to the drivers as well. So yeah, we look into all these solutions and always try to make sure that we are providing solution which is also sustainable.
One thing that surprised me, Hina, you let us know that in your work, you found that there are a lot of bicycle and pedestrian accidents happening in parking lots. You know, I think streets, usually, of course. What is going on in parking lots, and is that a venue where we can make things safer?
Yes. So parking lots have been an issue for a while now. It's not so much for fatalities, mm-hmm. for sure, but a lot
slower
of
speeds, right? Yeah.
Yes. For a lot of people just... sometimes you just bump into someone while you're backing up your car or something. And the thing with the parking lots is parking lots are designed for cars. All you see is a huge concrete area where you can just drive up, park your car. But how are you going to get out and walk to the store? That's always been an issue. And that hasn't been a priority till date to prioritize people after they get out of their car, because all the trip starts by walking, basically. So you need to have those infrastructure in the parking lots. And most of the times that's the issue with poor lighting in the parking lot at night. During the day, there's a lot of people going in, coming out, and a lot of cars going in, coming out. And sometimes it's hard to see the people walking or people on a person on a bike or something like that.
Hina Bhatt is with us, transportation planner for the Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, which works in local governments in Sheboygan and surrounding communities. Hina, when we think transportation planning, I think we're mostly thinking about cars. But hold on, you're working on, as you mentioned, a bicycle and pedestrian master plan for the Bay Lakes region in Sheboygan and the surrounding area. Tell us a little bit about the kind of things you're working on.
So we just started working on this plan because I heard actually a lot from people. As a metropolitan planning organization, we have our short-range plans, long-range plans, and we always have public hearing. We have open houses. And I've been listening to people where they are like, oh, why aren't we doing something for a bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure? Like, we always have recommendations, but it's more generalized, as we were talking earlier. It's nothing specific to a specific issue. So I thought, okay, let's focus on specifically bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. Learn about what's going on, what are the issues there, learn about the specific things, and now we are working into identifying. We are at a place where we are working into identifying the major issues and then providing for each and every issue, providing a recommendation specifically for that area. We are also looking into at the street and maybe giving some short-term solutions, and then as well as giving some long-term solutions of maybe decreasing the width of the lane and then adding a bike lane or even a protected bike lane. And things like those to be able to help the drivers not speed, because sometimes speeding depends also on the width of the road. If your road looks wider, you feel like you're on a highway and you try to speed more. But if it looks narrower and if there are more urban scapes around you, you automatically slow down. It's just something you do unconsciously. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. those are the things we are looking into currently, and I feel like this is going to help a lot, and we have a good community in Sheboygan who are really supporting active transportation improvements and want to see active transportation infrastructure get better. They already have good infrastructure there, but they want to make it better. They want to make it better for even the kids to ride their bikes around.
Now, how about biking between communities? Are there safe ways to say if I'm in downtown Sheboygan, I want to go to a museum in Kohler or a golf course in Kohler or Sheboygan Falls? Can I do that by bike?
Yes, there are a couple of trails that you can take to go all the way to the west side of Sheboygan County, actually, even. And then there are some trails where you can take to Kohler and Sheboygan Falls. And then we are looking into some trails to connect the north and south side of the city of Sheboygan. There are trails within the city, but we are looking into something that would connect, let's say, Howard's Grove or something in the south side. So that is something that we are also looking, like a bigger picture, let's say. The things I was talking about earlier was the small issues, but we also have to look at the bigger picture of how do you connect all these places. It's not just area where people want to travel within the city, but also we have a person who is in our task force who travels to Kohler to his work by his bike, so which is great. But there are some issues where he feels unsafe on the street at certain areas, which we have to look into.
What are some of the areas in making that kind of commute that you're seeing as potential trouble points for bicyclists, where if you clear those bottlenecks, more people would feel comfortable biking?
There are some things where, for example, crossing a street somewhere where you have to wait for long signals to get green for the bicyclist or pedestrians to cross those roads. Now, when you're in car, it's not a big deal, but when you're on a bike or walking, the weather effects and things like those. So that kind of deters people from walking or biking, I would say. And then if you, for example, if you work on reducing that waiting time for them, that would help people to be like, oh, that's not a long wait. I can wait for, let's say, X and X seconds and then just go walk since my signal will be green. And then there are some issues around, for example, it's not a protected bike lane or there are no sidewalks. Where are you going to walk? You have to walk on the road then, which is absolutely unsafe for people to do that. So those are some things, even closing little gaps, which sometimes it's hard to see, would just goes a long way to have people transfer their thing from taking their car to walking or biking.
Now, one big question out there, coming back to something I brought up earlier, pedestrian deaths went up in the United States along with the pandemic. Same, you said you saw an increase in your region there. Thankfully, still fairly small numbers, but up. Do you have thoughts on this mystery of why the pandemic led to more pedestrian deaths?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. I have been researching and I've been talking to other planners and there's no one answer to that cause. I feel like there's multiple things that goes into place. People have become a little bit more impatient or distracted while walking or driving or biking. There's issues with people speeding up. That has been one of the issues that we have been looking at after the pandemic happened. And there's no reason, like there's nothing that we can pinpoint on why that happened, but there's a lot of things that goes into place, I would say. But one of the reasons is the drivers or even driving under the influence is also a big reason around Wisconsin for some crashes that happens. But yeah, it's a mystery to me why after the pandemic this has increased, to be honest.
You know, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was great chatting with you.
Hina Abad is a transportation planner for the Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, which works with local governments in northeastern Wisconsin. Want to hear from you. What could you do to make pedestrians safer in your part of the state? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.